Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
3:31. Welcome back. John Johnson with you. In just a few moments, we're going to get into what Joe Girardi said tonight, and I can't do it anymore. I can't. The Phillies lost to the Rangers 6-4. Alec Bohm committed a very costly error and one that wasn't ruled an error, which was the difference in the game. And then Roman Quinn can't even lay down a bunt. He had two opportunities and they resulted in infield pop-ups. What Joe Girardi said after the game is completely inexcusable. And you combine that with the reason, wait till you hear it, the reason Odubel Herrera was scratched from tonight's lineup. It's a first. I've never seen it before. We'll get into all that. But first, I need to go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Look who it is, if it isn't Adrian the Giants fan. What you doing there, Adrian?
John Johnson. So, you know, I'm sitting here listening to everybody kill hard and they kill and die. When you go get a coach that's, you know, all this stuff that we had going on this year, we still won 50 games. He won 100 games in 2 years. I mean, you're not just going to find a coach like this, man. We can't just get rid of him. He only been here 2 years. You mean to tell me with his pedigree and his knowledge on the game and his experience, he only gets 2 years with a team that we was number one seed last year. I know we got ousted in. Well, who would have ever thought that Ben Simmons would just stop shooting at all?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a lot of stuff that just wasn't in his control that he could handle.
No, so, wait, hold on a minute. Adrian, you're calling here to defend Doc Rivers?
Hey, but you got to look at it. Hey, look. He's second among all coaches, active coaches, and wins.
So
the
what?
The person in front of me is Popovich.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got to look at you got to look at his record. And a lot of the stuff that went on with Doc losing the 3-1s was a lot of his superstar guys just didn't show up.
Well, but Adrian, if it happens once, maybe twice, you can chalk it up to bad luck. But when you've done it more than anybody in NBA history, and then when you're asked about things after a game, you deflect all blame. I mean, there's a track record here.
Well, I don't think I look at it this way with the Sixers. Now, let me just go with the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a great job this year keeping us together, going through all the craziness stuff with Ben Simmons and for us to win 50 games and get out of the
first round. But wouldn't you credit Joel Embiid over Doc Rivers for that?
Well, you
the reason I say this is because all of the Sixers players, as well as the staff, and even the national people who have the ties to Joel Embiid, have all said thank Joel Embiid for keeping this team together during the Ben Simmons drama.
Well, I think Doc had a lot to do with it, too, because a lot of our players got better under Doc. Tobias Harris has played his best basketball under Doc.
A fair point.
Maxey has played his best basketball under Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So Doc got to get some credit. It ain't just Joel Embiid. I mean, Doc got to get some credit. So I just look at, you know, he put us in a position. We're in the playoffs. We're in the second round of the playoffs. James Harden is the ultimate professional. Not one time has he said his hamstring is hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time has he said he's hurt. He's just playing through it. I mean, you getting a hurt James Harden, and he's still averaging almost a triple-double in the playoffs. A hurt James Harden. Just imagine a James Harden in shape. So, you got to bring him back. You can't just bring a guy in like this.
Now you're getting into the important part of the conversation. Stat lines don't mean anything if the player can't come through for you when it matters most, right? So you're chalking up what we have been watching of James Harden as just a bad hamstring that you're assuming he'll get better from?
No, he'll get better after this year is over. He's only been with us half of the season. And here we are in the second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We brought a guy in. He only played, what, 21 games if he played that many?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you gotta look at the big picture. Stop everybody looking at the small picture. Think we're going to get the James Harden in Houston. We're not getting that James Harden because he's not that James Harden right now.
Right. Well, but here's the thing, though. Think about it this way. So a minimum of two games without Joel Embiid, and you cross your fingers and hope he can come back for game three, but honestly, we have no idea. So if you're James Harden, you have two games to show the world, I deserve a massive, you know, I deserve that one final massive contract. And if game one was any indication, I mean, if you're injured, you got to call it the way that it is for self-preservation to say, listen, I apologize, I'm doing what I can, my hamstring's not helping me.
That's a Joel Embiid move. That's not a James Harden move. He's never going to say that. He's just going to continue on playing. And trust me, if we knock down shots in game one, we win game one.
Yeah, like,
close your eyes to 6 for 34. And listen, let's look at it, John. Mm-hmm, was wide open shots. Ain't like these was contested.
No. George Niang had, of his seven attempts, like five of them were wide open that he was clanging. You're right. No, that's a big – here's the problem, though. I know that shooting 6 of 34 should never happen again, right? Even if they shoot poorly, it shouldn't be 6 of 34 from beyond the arc. But when you add that up with other decisions made, and this is what circles back to the head coach – the idea of suddenly going back to DeAndre Jordan, who is he's got nothing left. I don't even want to kill the guy.
So let's go to that. I'm gonna give you the coach's perspective.
Yeah.
You have to put the veteran guy in there. I don't mind DeAndre Jordan starting the game, but he's only supposed to get no more than 10 minutes. There's no way in the world DeAndre Jordan is supposed to get 17 minutes in the game. And Millsap is not supposed to even see the floor. But I look at it on Doc Park. He brought some veteran guys in there because some of the younger guys that can actually take their place never played in the playoff, a second round in the playoff. So now you got the young kid that came in. He has to get at least 30 minutes in order for us to win because he was real productive on the court while he was in there, but he got into foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what Doc was doing. He tried a whole lot of different combinations to try to see if, you know, what was working, what won't work. Because I think with Joel Embiid, a lot of them guys that played game one would have never played. Millsap would never see them.
No, of course. No, you're not having Embiid changes everything. But, Adrian, think about this, though. When he decides to start a veteran, as you're describing it, DeAndre Jordan, for game number one, when he hasn't participated in a game for 2.5 weeks, and the Sixers instantly fall in a 14-point hole because he's a statue out there, that's directly on the head coach. That's not on anybody else.
All right, but what about a halftime we up one with that same statue guy out there that you talking about?
No, they took him out of the game. He wasn't in the game.
We was actually in control of the first half of the game. Like, even though, I mean, you got to understand, they came home, they came out shooting, they came out knocking down shots.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't knocking down shots. James Harden kept us in the game all the way up to the first half of the game. The second half of the game, it just got a little away from us.
Well, yeah, Miami made adjustments to Doc Rivers' zone, and Miami was successful, and then they got bench player and Tyler Hero, who was hitting everything under the sun. But the point I'm making, though, they shouldn't have fallen, if they hadn't fallen in, say, a 14-point hole, right? Who knows? The tempo, maybe they could have been up by 8 or 9 at halftime, and the second half plays out differently. Everything, you know, especially in the playoffs, it's a series of events that lead you to that final score.
I mean, you got to understand, it's a game of runs. Everybody going to make a run.
I mean,
the home team, the number one seed team, made a run, and you know. But we came back, we fought back, we was up at halftime. I just think that in the second half, we just didn't make shots.
All right.
It wasn't that great of an adjustment. We just didn't make shots.
All right, now, Coach, I got a question for you here. What can the Sixers do differently to steal game two?
Make some shots.
What?
It's real easy. Make the wide-open shot. Jordan, which cannot shoot 1 for 9, and we gonna win a game. We just not gonna win that game. I just look at it this way. I don't want to give Harden that max deal,
mm-hmm.
but we gotta sign him to something. I think.
Well, Harden, but that's the. It may be. I mean, he has the player option, right? So maybe he'll accept the player option for 1 year, because maybe he realizes someone won't give him the 4 to 5 years. But so if he comes to you and says, "Give me the extension, or I'm out." I mean, there's no way you give him that extension, right?
And I can't give him that extension.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I really can't give him that extension. But I don't think it's going to go that way. I think him and the general manager got a good understanding. And I honestly think that he might even play for the player option. And then we'll see what happens. But we need a James Harden. I mean, let me tell y'all right now so people won't get it twisted or bent out of shape. Maxey is not the future point guard of this team.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Adrian?
He has to be the off guard because that's his game. His game is wide open. His game is open court. His game is speed. He's not a guy that's going to facilitate. He's not a guy that's going to get you 15 assists a game or 10 assists a game. That's not his game. So, hey.
Oh, man. What are you doing? Oh, Adrian, thanks, man. What's going on here? He's 21 years old. You can't write him off just yet. I know they had him playing as a combo guard because they had no other option. But at 21, and you see how quick, look at the change he made from his rookie season. How can you take anything off the table right now? And his ability to burst to the basket, I mean, that changes everything if he's bringing the ball up the court. If they hone in on that at 21 years of age and to see the type of facilitator you can grow him into, that's a risk it's worth taking. You don't write off the whole idea of him being a point guard. I don't want him being the shooting guard. I want the opportunity for him to be the point guard and not just a combo guy. All right, let's go to South Philly and talk to Darren. How you doing, Darren?
Hello, y'all. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
I'm working, listening, and I just need to know how much is Doc Rivers paying that man? Seriously. Like. He sits here and says Doc's his great coach. Of course, in the regular season,
yep.
He ain't won anything but one, and my 86-year-old grandmother could have coached the Celtics to that.
I mean, it doesn't
take common sense when you have three legitimate Hall of Famers, the best three-point shooter at the time, mm-hmm. you know, and the big ticket. Like, I'm sorry, it's not that hard to coach.
Yeah, you're three Hall of Famers and Rajon Rondo, it makes your job a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, he sits there and says, like, oh, well, the young guys don't have experience. Let's talk about that lack of experience. Had Doc Rivers not been so stubborn and refused to play rookies last postseason, Maxey would already have second-round experience because he's instead of playing Maxey, he decided to start Danny Green and Seth Curry, you know, nepotism at its finest.
Well, I mean, I can't hate so much on that because we know the playoffs are a different animal. But the reason Doc Rivers is here is to be that difference maker in the playoffs, to make those decisions
not.
That maybe
he
we don't see.
To adjust.
Right.
And my thing is this, anybody and their mother could have told you that Danny Green was not the option last year when he's, I forget the player's name, but I see it vividly in my mind, him chasing around, he couldn't keep up with him. He was not quick enough. So you need to put someone in the youth and let him figure it out. If he gets in foul trouble, he gets in foul trouble. If he doesn't get in foul trouble, you know, you let the kid play. But he just was, he's so, I know it better than everybody else in his makeup or whatever, he just refuses to play.
Well, and then that's, well, Darren, that's my issue with Doc Rivers, that he is so set in his ways that he's not open to any type of suggestions. This is the way that it is. If you don't like it, I'm going to yell back at you and say that you're wrong because I'm a coach and you're not.
Sorry.
No, that's Darren, I'll let you go because your phone was going in and out there. That's the issue I take, because he has been a coach for so many years. And, I say he's the most overrated coach in NBA history. He's not a bad coach. I'm not saying he's bad, but he's not great. He's fooled far too many franchises. Look, Doc Rivers, on a personal level, he's a great individual. He does a lot for society. He tries to right all the injustices. He's a face for that. And he, you know, loves to talk about and try to institute change. And that's all well and good. But as a basketball coach, he's way overrated. And when you get confrontational and never take blame, I mean, that tells, when someone always deflects, like when he, game one is the ultimate of that. I asked the guys and they wanted to start DeAndre. Bull. It's the most loaded piece of crap answer I've ever heard in my life. There is no way someone with Doc Rivers' resume and his pompous arrogance is suddenly giving the reins over to the roster and letting them make the decisions. No, don't ever, ever believe that. That's a complete lie. That was a decision made by Doc Rivers. And the fact that he does not accept blame or take accountability ever, that's all you need to know about where he is at his stage in coaching and why you won't win with someone like that. Because they'll never take accountability. They will blame everybody else. He threw his locker room under the bus after game one, saying, well, they picked him. I didn't pick him. I mean, who does? You can't. You know what? I'm all worked up. Let's take a break from sports. Snack of the night coming up next. It's 3:45.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.